Part 1. The Visionary Fantastic of the 19th Century. The Story of the Demoniac Pacheco by Jan Potocki. Histoire du Demoniac Pacheco, 1805. Introduction. The macabre, the spectral, the demonic, the vampiric, the erotic, and the perverse, all the ingredients, hidden or manifest, of visionary romanticism appear in this extraordinary book, the Manuscrit Trouvé à Saragosse, published in French by the Polish Count Jan Potocki, who lived from 1761 to 1815. Mysterious in origin and literary fortune, and just as mysterious in terms of its content, this book disappeared for more than a century. It was, of course, too scandalous to circulate freely, and only in 1958 was it reprinted in its original form, for which thanks must be given to Roger Caillois, a great connoisseur of the fantastic, no matter what its historical period or country of origin. An ideal prelude to the century of Hoffmann and Poe, Potocki could not be left out of this anthology. But since his is a book in which stories are interpolated into each other, a bit like The Thousand and One Nights, to form a long novel from which it is difficult to separate one tale from another, I was forced to make, and right at the outset, an exception to the rule the rest of this anthology tries to respect. I'm including here a chapter from Potocki's book, while the norm will be to offer complete and independent stories. The text starts just after the beginning of the novel, the second chapter. Alphonse van Worden, an officer in Napoleon's army, is in Spain, where he sees a gallows and two hanged men, the De Soto brothers. Then he finds two extremely beautiful Arabian sisters who tell him their story, which is replete with a disturbing eroticism. Alphonse makes love to both, but during the night he has strange visions, and at dawn finds himself embracing the cadavers of the two hanged men. This theme of the embrace of two sisters, and occasionally with their mother, is repeated in the book several times in the stories of different characters, and it always happens that the man who thinks himself the luckiest of lovers wakes up in the morning under the gallows amid corpses and vultures. A charm linked to the constellation Gemini is the key to the novel. Still in the early phase of the development of a new literary genre, Potocki knows exactly where to go. The fantastic is the exploration of the obscure zone where the most unrestrained passions of desire and the terrors of guilt mix together. It's an evocation of ghosts that change form just as they do in dreams, with ambiguity and perversion. And now, the story of the demoniac Pacheco. Eventually, I really did awaken. The sun was burning my eyelids. I opened them with difficulty. I saw the sky. I saw that I was out in the open. But my eyes were still heavy with sleep. I was no longer sleeping, but I was not yet awake. A succession of images of torture passed through my mind. I was appalled by them. Jerked out of my slumber, I sat up. How shall I find words to express the horror that seized me? I was lying under the gallows of Los Hermanos. The bodies of Soto's two brothers were not strung up. They were lying by my side. I had apparently spent the night with them. I was lying on pieces of rope, bits of wheels, the remains of human carcasses, and on the dreadful shreds of flesh that had fallen away through decay. I thought I was still not properly awake and was having a bad dream. I closed my eyes again and searched my memory, trying to recall where I had been the day before. Then I felt claws sinking into my sides.